Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
tired of my phone, baby. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station. Hey, I'm not taking no call cause I'll be dancing.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
Yes, America. We are back on Alive on another installment of Tinsel Chops Lessons with the Legend. The icon is not here. The legend is definitely in the motherfucking building. How you doing, America? What's going on, girls? Hey, Miss Nicki Minaj. Hi to all my 19 girls that are tuned in early into the chat room. How you doing? I'm here. What's going on? How was y'all weekend? What happened this weekend? I was in New York City, and I was at the legendary Jamie and Marquise Balenciaga function. It was definitely a cute function. DJ Mikey was in the building. Greggy Visu was in the building. Beverly Khan was in the building. It was a whole bunch of Balenciagas in the building. Yancy, from down from Yancy to Jahira to the Twins to Hypnotic, and all the children was in the building. The Milans was in the building. It was definitely a fabulous function, so you definitely missed it. It was definitely cute. Gotta definitely give a big shout out to Jamie and Marquise because I had a blast, honey. And baby, I don't know where Jamie and Marquise is finding these motherfucking trans men and these women and putting in the house of Balenciaga. But baby, trans man sex siren was definitely motherfucking everything at the function this weekend. How you doing? Yes. Yes. I don't know where the icon is. The icon was supposed to come on and talk to y'all for 45 minutes before I came on, but I guess the icon is not coming on tonight, or the icon will be on later, but I'm definitely here. Hi to everybody in the chat room. Hi to Alana, to Eris, to Black, to all my guests, to Toy Boy, Mother 007, hey, Nicki Minaj. Who else is in the chat room? Hi to Switchboard. Honey, how y'all all doing? What's going on? Yes, I've been missing the children, honey. I don't see Kurt. Kurt is not in the chat room yet. Where's Kurt at, honey? How y'all doing, bitch? We're going to have a fun night tonight, honey. I got some tea. I need somebody to I got a little bit of tea from the Philly function because I couldn't make it to Philly on Friday for Marquise Prodigy's ball. But I need the girls to call in and give me the tea or tell me what happened at the ball on the highlights. I already know about the fights and the shenanigans and things, honey. But I need to get the other highlights on who won and who lost and was it shade and on the gender spin and everything. I got to try to get Miss Beverly up here on this show tonight, Miss Day, because Miss Beverly has some inside dirt honey, about the function mistake, honey, and she wasn't going to tell me the dirt, honey. Yes. Oh, my God, somebody want to give me a shout-out. They said I'm their favorite film queen. How you doing? You're my favorite listener. What it up anyway? Because, you know, we have hundreds of listeners. So I can't just have a favorite listener, honey. But I am definitely here. Hey, Alana, how you doing? Yes, I'm definitely here, honey. Let's go straight in the other room and see what my other co-host is doing. How you doing? Hello, switchboard. Are you with me, Miss Lane? Miss Ebony? Ebony, are you with me? Can I see what my other co-host is doing, honey? How you doing? Let me see if I get Miss Beverly up here, Miss Day. Because I know Miss Beverly got some tea about the Philly farm, honey. I need to see if I get Miss Beverly up on this line, honey. I think Miss Beverly might be still in D.C., honey. I need to get the tea, honey. Yes, yes, Miss Ebony, honey. You better, Miss Ebony, please keep it cute, Miss Ebony, and please get my motherfucking co-host up here on this line, honey. My sister is back in Florida, Miss Ebony. Don't get fired, honey. Please.
Hello. Hey, everybody. How are you guys doing? This is Whoopi Mustani, of course, and I'm here today with a whole bunch of insight on this gossip that's going around with all these stars and stuff. This shit is crazy. OMG.
What gossip is going on with the stars?
Girl. Tiger Woods scandal. Girl, he didn't want to use a condom with these girls. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. Tiger Woods didn't use a condom?
Yes, he didn't want to use a condom at all. And his wife just moved out the house.
I hear that he's paying those girls a lot of money to keep hush-hush.
Yes, bitch. Yes. Hey. I'm gagging. I'm really gagging. Oh. Jay-Z just had his 40th birthday party. He just celebrated his 40th birthday party. Beyonce threw it for him. Bitch, they said they found him in Canada, bitch, shopping in the sex shop, buying Beyonce a whole bunch of rubber panties and bras and stuff. Supposedly, a fan asked him, who was he buying it for? Was it for Beyonce? He said, no, it's for Sasha Fierce.
Oh, bitch. I know that's right.
Yes.
And it's for Sasha.
Okay, his little freaky ass. I wish I could bump into him.
I gotta give a big happy birthday shout out to Cassandra Ebony. Happy birthday, Cassandra. How you doing, honey? Ooh, they say my sister. Somebody just hit me up and said, Miss Ebony, can you please go? They said my sister is on the line, honey, on the other line. Mr. Cole, honey. And I'm going to send you over Kool-Aid's number, Miss Beverly Kahn, so you can call Miss Beverly Kahn so she can give me the tea on what happened in Philly. Nicole, hit me up and tell me what number you're calling from, Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Hello.
How you doing, sister Nicole?
How you doing, girl? I miss you, girl. Hi, Whoopi. Kelly, I waited just to get on this live tonight for you, girl. I said, I miss being talking to her. Let me pull my kill and get up and give her the time into that phone,
yes.
Girl.
How you doing?
What's going on?
What's happening? Icon.
I like it like that.
The icon himself.
But, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
And how are y'all?
Kiki and we was talking down in the game, and now.
Okay.
I like it like that. You gotta make grand entrances like that.
He appeared like the bewitched child. Okay. Snap.
You came through the building.
So how are y'all doing? I am so sorry I am late. I have something going on in my life real quick, so I had to do that. But I am so sorry, Radio Land.
Yes, because you are married and stuff like that.
and things of that nature. Yeah, I'm happily married too. See, the difference of being married. I'm happily married.
I'm so happy about that.
Shut up and let me vogue.
Yes. Shut up and let me vogue. But before we go into whatever y'all were talking about, I have something on my chest that I need to get off. Do y'all really need? I think y'all need to hear this because y'all are part of the ballroom. So,
okay.
The House of Ninja, let's get into them for a second because I heard a lot of tea and the tea is not right.
Oh.
You know, first of all, everybody knows, if you don't know about the House of Ninja, the House of Ninja is an old house, over 20 years. From the legendary Willie Ninja that came, he started it, the foundation, he passed away, he left the legacy behind. You don't have to say all this before I get down to the nitty gritty. But Willie Ninja was phenomenal, one of the phenomenal, everlasting icon vulgars, period. I want you to know I still love him dearly and will always love Willie Ninja. He definitely showed the way to a lot of vulgars, including myself and others, period, in the industry and out, period. You have to say that because that's what that man had done. Once he passed away, he gave his house basically to Benny Ninja and basically, Richard, I think that's the fat boy name. I don't know his name, but I know he's a ninja, too. Well, they take over the house. Now, this is what I don't like what they're doing with the house, period. It's their house. They have the right to do whatever you want to do with the house. But when you interact and disrespect the ballroom scene, I have a problem with it, period. So this is what they're basically doing. They in the industry big because if y'all don't know, Billy would be on Next Top Model, dude, runway with the girls. He vogues for different people. So he definitely are in the scene a lot. But what no one knows really is it's a lot of times that they actually wanted me, the House of Extravaganza, and a lot of other people, probably like Pony and different people, for different jobs. And then the House of Ninja would say it ain't no reason to go to them at all because they're not as powerful as the House of Ninja, and anything you want can come from the House of Ninja. So the ballroom scene should not be a part of that because we're the best, period.
Oh.
That's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with, first of all, it ain't no such thing of no one being the best because each house have potential stars to be fucking teachers, lawyers, presidents, and everything else in this world. So it ain't no such thing of one house being the best of anything. Don't get me wrong. And for instance, to be a little shady about the situation, you don't even walk balls. Your house
the father
don't even
was fab.
Yeah, the father was
the
fab,
father
and
was
Danielle was,
name.
And Danielle was fab, and she
yeah.
still is, and she left the House of Ninja that a lot of people don't know because of the bullshit y'all doing. So y'all need to stop because
I'm sorry.
Where's all of this coming from?
No, but I want to know what do we supposed to look up to them for what? Because I missed something. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
first of all, the way voguing is taking stream now because I'm gonna tap Willie Ninja first because he was the first bitch that I ever seen on television trying to do something with Vogue. Let me tap him. The second bitch I'm going to tap is Aldona Fields. I don't know if y'all remember her, but she was another one that was in videos. I'm going to tap her. The third bitch I'm going to tap is fucking Jose Extravaganza, Madonna, and his field of Louis Tatiana and the rest of the Extravaganzas. I'm going to tap them. These are the people that's bringing television to light when it comes to Vogue. Now, after them, I'm going to tap my motherfucking self, bitch, because I'm one of them that brung voguing to television, too. Now, after I tap me, I'm going to tap Pony, because he's another one that's striving to bring television. Let me finish. Once I finish tapping him, I'm going to even tap Deshaun Ivisu, because he's another one that's bringing whatever he's from commercials and things of that to television. Now, bitch, after I tap him, I'm definitely going to tap Laomi. Now, if I left somebody out, I'm so shady, and I'm so sorry about the situation. But these are the ones I'm going to tap.
Okay, so where's all this coming from?
It's coming from the House of Extravaganza. Let me break it down. Let me break it down first, because I know it's hot, and I was on the phone getting all this tea, and I couldn't stop. But first of all, I don't know if y'all know, tomorrow they're having the Outen Music Awards. Does anybody know about that?
Yes, that's the gay music thing.
Yes,
it's the gay, please go there and catch the tea. Catch it. I'm going to give you some of it, though. It's the Gay Music Awards. It's basically for the gay industry that's trying to make it to the outstream period of everything. And they're giving Willie Ninja an award, which he definitely deserves with all honor.
Absolutely.
Hector Extravaganza, the overall father of the House of Extravaganza, because I'm on the radio and I want everybody to know who's who. Is basically honoring, oh, sorry, let me take that back, was honoring to give that award. They called him to fill out a contract to give that award to Willie Ninja and the House. Why the House of Ninja called and said he's not that powerful, he should not give out that award, we should give it out ourselves because we are the ballroom scene. That's one. That was a big mistake. So after all of that happened, Out Music wanted Vogue Evolution, which they deserve in 100%, to perform at the Music Awards tomorrow, which will be held at Webster Hall, if y'all do not know.
Oh,
that's tomorrow, too. So Jay was going to get them. Now, I'm not going to quote this because I'm going to give how they gave it to me. Don't give it in quote, but if anybody listened, that's a part of Vogue Evolution, my daughter, Laomi, or Deshaun or Pony, please call in, because I heard they took y'all position from y'all because the Ninjas called and said it'd be better because we're better than Vogue Evolution and it started from us, so we should open it up for the Vogue part instead of Vogue Evolution.
Oh no.
So I don't know if this is quote unquote, I don't know if that is completely 100% because that's what they're trying to do if they didn't do it, and if they take it by tomorrow, that's why they're taking it, and I'm letting y'all know. All of this have came to me in the last 2 hours, bitch. I am really, really cringing. And, you know, I'm not cringing that much because I was in an incident with them maybe a year and a half ago. I was driving through Atlanta, Georgia, and I seen highlights, and it said, Paris is Burning featured the debut, the movie. We just want everybody to come and watch it. We have the legendary Benny and such and such ninja is here. To give y'all all of y'all answers for anything that y'all want. So, you know, I breathed hard and I had to hold my heart for a second because, one, I was gagging that something like that, a part of my gay community that I have been a part of for 22 years and I know everything about Paris is Burning, too, that I did not know about this. Two, it was free and it was in a big place. So I said, bitch, I can't miss this for a day in the world because I want to see this. I wasn't thinking nothing negative. I was mad that I wasn't a part of it, but I wasn't thinking nothing negative because maybe I just didn't hear about it. So I goes to the show and I'm in the audience. Mind you, I'm in the audience maybe on the 17th level of this stairway or whatever. So everyone is actually talking to Benny and Richie, but they don't know nothing, Nicole. They don't know nothing. This is before Octavia passed and everything. They didn't know where Octavia was. They didn't know any fucking question. So the light, somebody must have told them that I was in the audience because the light turned around and slapped me in the face, bitch. And they was like, Andre, the icon, Ms. Rahi or whatever, could you please come down? So I'm kind of cringing, like, bitch, what the fuck? I'm gagging that. Whoever, somebody told them that I was in audience one. So I comes down. I don't know. Because I'm here just listening to it.
It needed to be told because they weren't telling anything.
So basically, I goes down. When I goes down, you know, I hug both of them or whatever, and I said, what's up? So basically, everybody is throwing me questions, which I answered all of them, where Octavia was, with
right.
Did they act with Pepper? Did Pepper LaBeija die? You know, they basically act everything that you would know if you've been in the scene. So if you're not in the scene, they didn't know anything. So why I'm gagging now is they going home with a check and I'm not. But that's not my problem. My problem is if I'm going to be in a position, if they call me and I have a kickstand, Nicole, which I can't Vogue no more, I'm not going to act like I Vogue. I'm going to still be a part of it, but I'm going to call a Voguer that do Vogue so
and
we
bring
can
the
go
people
together.
In right,
exactly. I'm not going to sit here and take a job that I cannot do myself. It's honest that they're calling me, but okay, I can do it, but I can call others that make sure it's done well. You understand what I'm saying? So my problem to the Ninjas and it comes straight from Andre Mizrahi, Icon Father. Or if you want to really get technical, it comes from Andre Clark, 1029-68, born in Brooklyn, New York. If you have a problem with what I'm saying today, kiss bricks and eat bottle caps, bitch. Because it's at a point where I'm getting frustrated with already the stars taking us. Now the bum fucking faggots that's a part of us for years is taking it and running with it. Share it. This is a part of us. We're doing more than you ever did. Don't get me wrong. I would never slap you for what you're doing on America's Next Top Model or whatever you're doing. But when it comes to you slapping us in the face, as one, you slapping all of us. Fuck you and fuck you hard, bitch, because it's not right and you should not do it. We all in this as one. We're trying to grow as one. If you're doing something to hurt one, you're hurting me too, and I'm letting you know I'm one to stand. So if you ever have a ball, if you ever need Andre to do anything, don't call. And if it's money that I'm going to lose out on, baby, God get my back, and trust me, I'll make it another way. You keep it, okay?
Amen to that.
Really? I'll be really gagging at, now I'm gagging because this is like our gay community that's doing this now.
It's like a bowl of crabs. They just seem
like,
to
is
be
it
like,
really that, is it really that serious?
It reminds
and you know
of
what
a
else
barrel I'm, of crabs. You ever go to a restaurant? A barrel of crabs, Andre. That's what that is. We all in this barrel. Everybody's trying to make it to the top and just want to snatch each and everyone down. Instead of that, it's enough money, enough spotlight for everybody to get in and join. That's selfish. That's what it is. It's a spotlight thing. Because you, how could you not be able to answer where Octavia is? Ninjas.
Yeah. And they were, and when they asked it, they was like, "Well, I don't know." Well, that's a fool. Because everyone, if you didn't even know she was in Connecticut before she passed, you should at least know she was in New York City. That tells me right there, you don't even come to no balls, because Octavia, before she really got sick in her last days, she still, if she didn't come to a lot of balls, she might have came out three times a year. So you still would have heard her name, and you just heard a ring of her, because she was one that never stayed away completely. She came out more than Tracy Africa came out, so you still should have known of where she was or heard of where she was.
How you doing, Miss Nicki Minaj? The ninjas are blacklisting the motherfucking, the girls in the ballroom scene, Miss Nicki.
Work, Miss Nicki Minaj.
Mind you, I've only
now,
seen
now
one
is,
come out.
Now is one more thing that I want to say, and this goes to all the backstabbing, low lives, greedy, fucked up houses. Now let me break this down to you. It's a difference of every. This is a game. This is a This is a powerful game where you're supposed to get the best for your house and serve with the best of your house. And whichever way they come, they come. You try to teach them, because at this time, if you did over 10 years, you're not a student no more. You're a teacher and you're a role model. This is just how I see the ballroom is. If you did over 10 years, you're not a fucking child no more. You are a teacher and a role model. You need to learn from your mistakes and follow it and be a teacher about it. Now, what I'm saying here is when you have to slap down another house and say this house is fierce and this house is horrible, why are you joining that house? Because she looks fierce and she's late. It's horrible. Why? First of all, if you got to do that, that means you got problems in your own fucking foundation. You don't never have to slap another house down, period, because all of us have flaws. Every house has flaws.
One thing
flaws.
I can say is the ninjas are definitely out there, and the ninjas definitely will market and sell themselves to the industry. That's why they're in movies and videos and things, honey. That's what we
And I'm not even talking about
that's
the ninjas right
need.
Now.
That's
I'm going off the ninjas now. Now I'm talking about other houses, the way they are. And they've been like this for the last, like, just the new generation. Because the old generation wasn't as fierce as the new generation. When you have to sit here and say, Nicole, you coming to ask me, do I want to be an icon? And I sit here and say, well, no, I think I want to be a Chanel right now. And then you say, why you want to be in that fucking late-ass house? That house is fucked up horrible, and this one is that, and that one is this. Why would you say that? I would look at you like, what's wrong with you? Why you got to do that to me for me to be in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Every house has flaws. Mm-hmm. And it's one icon. I ain't even going to say icon because she's not. She's trying to be. But she's one legend that's running around doing that to different houses, and she need to stop it. She need to grow up and be the adult that she is and the role model that they see her and want her to be and don't have to worry about things like that. And it's a lot of them that's going around here doing that, and it don't make no sense. You know what I tell people when they want to join my house? This is exactly what I tell them. Watch all houses and figure out where you want to go, because you might be here and don't want to be here. So before you join here, make sure this is where you want to go, because there's over 20-something houses, so this might don't be the house that's fit for you. Now, if you really sure it is, wait a month, watch what you're looking at, and then come back. Why would you have to read another house? What's wrong with you that you got to read them to come to your house?
Oh, my God. Well, you on the road tonight, bitch. Who that person is?
Okay. It's a few houses, but
I'm not gonna give. You know what? I'm not gonna give the names, but I'll definitely give the houses.
Like
how about that?
I'll give me the house.
One is the house of Miyake Muglia. The other is the house of Algar. And the other is the house of Milan. These are the three houses that constantly I'm hearing that's cursing out other houses. Now, don't get me wrong, quote, because I'm not going to go 100%, but I believe it 78%. Why am I going to say 78%? Because too many girls are telling me the same story.
Well, who's the legend trying to be Icon?
But when you sit here and read houses like that, it's not fair. It's not fair because we all in the same boat. We all get flaws. We all... it's not right in some kind of way and trying to be better. Well, I know one thing you'll get in my house, I don't know if you'll get it in others, but I'm going to always tell you the truth, and I'm going to always let you know where you stand, regardless if you're a child or friend or what. These other houses, I'm not going to say all of them, and I love Milan. I love Chanel. I love Aga. I love all houses. Why? Because I've grown to love them as friends that they are. I don't take houses personal no more. I used to years ago, but I grew up to an adult now. Adult where I know what life is, and I know this is a game, this is for fun. So we all should do that. After you did 10 years, you are more, you're not a follower anymore. You are a leader, you are a teacher, and you are a role model. So if you don't know this, please learn it. Learn it and go with it and find direction with your life with the ballroom scene. It's no reason to slander anybody else's name because you cannot get what you want. How are you doing?
Oh, God.
That's what I wanted to say at 11, but I'm glad I waited. Now everybody heard. How you doing?
I said every motherfucking body.
But, yeah, I didn't want to say too much. That's what I wanted to say. Now, what was y'all talking about before I got on?
I can't go back into that now. You done ruined it for me. You know, I am in a tizzy, and I'm just like, let me just shut up because, you know, I will go O-F-F-F-F. Like, oh, God, all right.
Hello?
Oh, God. Yes,
hello?
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Ebony, can you please call my sister, Miss Beverly, honey? Because I need to get the tea for Philly. We were talking about Philly.
Is Jasmine? Where is he?
She's back in Florida. She got back in town on Friday. She's not working yet, but she'll
she's
be back.
She's not
going to
make no grand entrance?
I'll
say hi to everybody. Hey, Switch Boy. I was late.
Hey,
sorry.
Hi, Switch Boy. But tell Jasmine to, you know, come through.
Jasmine will be back. She came back in town on Friday. You know, she had to get herself back together, you know, and do things she has to do. But she will definitely be back here real soon.
Dum, 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 dum.
Here I go. Who is we calling? How are you doing?
Okay. And she ain't proud to be having it ring all like that. Beverly, hello.
Bitch, pick up the phone.
Hello.
See,
yeah.
She not. No, that's not her. That's Kelly. Excuse me, Beverly.
I don't know where she at, honey.
Oh, she's shady.
Oh, I don't know where she at.
That's what kills me with the boys.
I do not.
These girls.
Well, I don't know what's going on with Miss Beverly. I don't know what's going on with Miss Beverly and her phone. But some anonymous drag queen at Marquise Ball in Philadelphia this past weekend, she attacked Madison LaCroix, and they gave the race. She wore out the whole house of LaCroix and then hopped in her cab and hated, honey.
Ooh.
This weekend at the ball, in the Marquise Ball in Philadelphia. I'm gagging. Miss Madison, what did Miss Madison do to anybody for somebody to attack Miss Madison? Somebody call and tell me something had to happen that this anonymous drag queen just attacked Madison in the House of La Croix and hit it in her car. Miss Thing, what the fuck? I'm gagging. I was really gagging.
I hate her.
But, baby, when I tell you, let me tell you something, right? I have to give so much props out to Jamie and Marquise Balenciaga. Because, baby, well, Marquise, bitch, when I tell you the trans men that's in the House of motherfucking Balenciaga, bitch.
Oh, yeah, they are sitting, bitch.
No, Andre, no. When I tell you, Andre, baby, this trans man that came out on Saturday, he shut the motherfucking ball down. When I'm talking about shut it down, everybody from that was sitting at their tables, that was sitting at the bleachers on the side, came and had their camera out, and they was taking pictures and recording. This motherfucker came out for trans man sex siren, and Miss Kool-Aid named him Will.i.am Balenciaga. But when I tell you, this motherfucker can come to a ball and walk motherfucking sex siren against the Butch Queens and give them a run for their fucking money. I'm telling you, this cat was up. He was, if I ever mess with another motherfucking dyke or trans man again, they have to look like him, baby. When I tell you, it was a legendary fucking moment. When I tell you, Andre, it was everything, Andre. It was everything in a bag of motherfucking cakes. He was, oh, Andre, it would have made you want to mess with a mate. You want to mess with a trans man.
Oh, shit.
Andre happily married.
It would have, baby, Andre would have left. Bitch, let me tell you, Nicole, it's been years since you crossed that motherfucking path, Nicole. If you was at that lesbian ball on motherfucking Saturday, Nicole, you would have crossed that motherfucking path again on Saturday. Hold on, this is Beverly calling me right now. We just tried to call you, Beverly.
Oh, I like the beat in the background.
Bye. Call Miss Beverly back, Miss Ebony. Honey, can you please
call
me?
You know what, Andre, you got to go to the store.
Oh, wait, hold on. Mike Q, please send me that picture. Mike Q has a picture of him, and I'm going to post the picture in the chat room. When I tell you I'm gagging, somebody sent me, I have a picture that somebody sent me this weekend, and they said the picture is surfacing around in other places, but I'm gagging at the picture that somebody sent me.
Hello?
Yes, Miss. I was just telling them about Will.i.am product. I mean Balenciaga.
Bitch, when I fucking tell you, it is no shame. I still love my Prodigy men, like my Prodigy men love me. But to be honest, Tiaga's been up, be oaked out, cause I'm drunk right now.
What
for the
you
first
doing
time.
Drunk? You didn't even drink.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you now, cause today is Twiggy Garcon, and last week was Lucky Garcon's birthday. So I was drinking just in the name of them, and happy birthday, Shaggy Khan, and I'm really giving a shout-out to the House of Khan for not doing too much of dramatics, because yesterday was my first year anniversary. Hey, Andre.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
What up?
Hey. And it's no shade, but if y'all motherfuckers try my child Didi Khan, you're gonna gag. So I'm gonna call y'all on a one-on-one note. Your house know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna call y'all one-on-one and try to keep the peace. I don't believe in no butch queens trying to attack no sim queens and all that. So I'm gonna try to keep the peace, and I'm gonna try to keep it short and cute. Your house know what I'm talking about. But anyway, how is everybody?
We are sitting here eating a bag of potato chips with some Banshee pickle. Ain't that
I was gagging. I just told them about the tea about Miss Madison getting attacked in the House of La Croix, getting attacked in Philadelphia.
Yes, bitch, I was gagging. Well, I don't know about her getting attacked, because I ain't going to lie, I was sitting at the judges' panel. But when I tell you they was going And before that, I was here was, and my lady was calling her Shirley MacLaine. And when I turned around, Shirley MacLaine was fighting, and the wigs came off and everything.
As long as they didn't hit my sister Dawn, they are fine.
Oh, no, Dawn wasn't even in the building to be
and
even got hit. And if she was in the building, hey, Dawn, because I didn't see you. But the bitch looked good. I like her new look and things like that.
Oh, my God, it's fabulous. You look, oh, my gosh, you look amazing.
Yes. Who's this, Nicole?
Yes, yeah. You're so drunk you don't even know my fucking voice. Fuck you. Don't say nothing.
Excuse me. You can't fucking say I didn't say I didn't know your voice. That's why I got to be, hey, is this Nicole? I just haven't heard your voice in a while.
Oh, whatever.
You,
that's supposed to be shade.
Just like if Jennifer was on the line again, I didn't hear her voice in a while.
Not ready?
That's why I was giving up. Why are you leaving me, Lucky Garcon? Happy birthday.
Oh, listen, Miss Beverly, you have too much going on in your background. You are too loud.
But yes, Philadelphia, Marquis, I had fun. I enjoyed your birthday. I'm glad that you got your gifts. But the next time you have a function, make sure you call your auntie. And like I said, happy anniversary from me to Dr. Khan. And Ms. Wright, you know y'all all about me for life because I'm tattooed for life. So other than that, you know, excuse me, can I get my drunk on? Thank you.
Beverly.
And like I said, if you think that you're going to try to jump my daughter, Miss Dee Khan, it's not happening. So like I said, hold on. Like I said, I'm going to be a Jehovah's Witness the first round. Don't cover my daughter, Nicole. You can represent me when I hang up the phone because you know I don't play when it comes to my fem queen. I take off my clothes and I'm a battle cat. And I know my car family is going to call me, but I'm going to try to keep it in peace. I love you, Andre, and I love everybody, but I'm in the boys' room or the boys' club, whatever you call it, and this is my first time.
Thank you. Hello.
She had one of them Texas cups, Andre, the BBQ.
That bitch is drunk.
Mm-hmm.
She took the bottle down.
I just got some other tea that just came through my earway. They gave the very Lola and some other augers got locked by the U.S. Marshals in L.A. for stunning a hotel room at the Westin near the airport. There was also escorts locked up in the building also.
Oh my God! I hope my ex-husband wasn't there.
How you doing? Oh my God, honey. Bitch, but I don't know what the fuck is going on, honey. I cannot find my sister. I cannot find my sister, Miss Pussy. I'm trying to find her, Miss Thing. It's been nude pictures surfacing around, and bitch, I am gagging at the pictures that's surfacing around, honey.
Who are they ever of?
What?
Who they of?
I'm trying to see, honey. I'm trying to see. Hold on.
Let me know.
I'm trying to see. Girl, I'm gagging. How these pictures are just surfacing around.
Where is Cabbage?
I don't know where Cabbage is. I haven't spoken to Cabbage in a minute, honey.
Cabbage, you being shady. You better get on this phone. I'm going to have to put the APP out on you.
Well, in the meantime...
Hold on, Bria. Don't forget, for all the girls that's out there, honey, and you definitely want to play the dating game and do other things, and you could definitely find us on Twitter, so you could also send pictures, and you could definitely gossip and send pictures. We definitely have the MySpace page, so if you're definitely a friend on my MySpace page, over the 1,400 friends that I have on MySpace, definitely go to my MySpace page, and on my first friend, on the top friends list, it's the Tints or Chops page. Definitely become a friend. Definitely leave messages and comments on the page and let us know exactly.
Yeah,
and let us know exactly type of things that you want to hear on our positive show on Wednesday. You could definitely reach us at www.myspace.com/Tints or Chops. The same thing, just like the show. And you can also reach us on www.twitter.com/TinsOrChops.
Y'all on Twitter,
how
too?
How you doing? Yes, we on MySpace. We on Twitter. We are taking over, bitch. How you doing?
My God.
Yes. You could definitely have gossip and everything. And
are
my
sure
sister Jasmine is back.
Huh?
Are you sure that's all the information you got?
I'm still seeing if I got more.
All right. Just making sure.
I got to give a big shout-out to Overall Mother, Kiana Evisu. How you doing, sister?
Oh, love you, girl.
Yes, listen. Well, hold on. Y'all talk for 1 minute, honey, and while I go and have me a bathroom break, honey, and I tell y'all about this. I have to have me a bathroom break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell y'all about this mole that's in the House of Balenciaga that has been a Balenciaga for the last couple of months, Miss Thing. That's a mole and giving me all the tea. I'm not going to give you who the mole is, but I'm going to give you some tea about the House of Balenciaga. I'm going to take a bathroom break. I'll be back with y'all in a minute. Oh, you know it.
But in the meantime, Nicole, get into this bitch. Why the hell is this guy in New Zealand facing 14 years for giving his wife HIV through a sewing needle?
What?
Yes. He stuck her with it while the bitch was asleep. Can you believe that?
Wow. He stuck her with an HIV needle because he wasn't sick. He wasn't HIV positive?
He had HIV, but she didn't have it.
So why didn't he just sleep with her? Why did he stick her?
I don't know. But
he probably was
sleeping
with her, but she probably was safe and making sure she don't get it.
Yeah, bitch, she's facing
so
14
years now. So he got mad and said,
I'm going
to give it to her anyway. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, with a sewing needle at that. I said, uh-uh.
There's a lot going on in these days. Andre, you ever get into the news? There's a lot going on. It's all happening all so fast. Everything is going on. Tiger Woods, leave that man alone. He's not doing nothing what every other man be doing behind the spotlight. They just didn't get caught. He got caught. Damn, Tiger.
Yeah.
I think he should take up Oprah's offer and go on her show.
I don't care about the fact that he's cheating on his wife. I just don't agree with the fact that he's not wrapping it up or doesn't want to wrap it up.
Not nice.
At all.
It's a lot. Did you see Jennifer Hudson's baby? Oh, my God, Audrey, that child is gorgeous.
Yes, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, you got to see the picture. He is so gorgeous. He's brought straight from heaven. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, definitely. She is.
Oh, Miss Singh, that was short. You moving and stuff? Or you took them all in the bathroom? What's going on? Girl, I hope we're not in the bathroom with you.
No, I'm back on the computer. I didn't have to use the bathroom like that. I had to twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh,
honey,
how I wonder where you are.
Yes, honey. Bitch, wait, honey, it's a lot. It's just so much tea and dirt and all types of things, honey.
That's the problem. That's why everybody can't get along, because there's so much tea and dirt, and you got ninjas
it's
stepping
so much,
on turtles
it's,
and
it's so
turtles
much tea
stepping
and
on ninjas.
Dirt and all types of things.
It's a mess. Ella, ain't nothing fun about it.
Oh, Miss Thing, I just got some tea, honey.
Mother Herrera.
JB is now Mother Herrera in New York City.
You just got that tea, correct?
Yes.
Yes, she's Mother Herrera.
Oh, yes. Janice is Mother Herrera, and I heard that Raven X Mizrahi is also Mother Herrera. How you doing?
Yeah, I heard that from Chicago, yeah.
Yes. How you doing? The girls are making moves.
They bringing that Herrera back.
Yes, the girls are making moves. How you doing? The girls are shouting it out.
Oh, and by the way, I just looked at my text, and James Caan said, "Fuck y'all too." Whoever I said "fuck y'all too," he said "fuck y'all too."
Oh, that's James Caan. Oh, I know that's right, honey. Bitch. Work, Miss Janice, for the Mother Herrera. The Herreras are storming, Miss Thing. The Herreras
are definitely. I better get ready.
The Herreras are definitely storming. And talking about the Herrera storming, the Balenciagas are also storming, honey. They're storming Miss Jamie. Oh, well, Jamie Ball passed. The Balenciagas will be storming their Scotta Ball on the 12th in motherfucking Chicago. Then they're going to be storming the New York City Awards for the color code that they're going to be wearing this weekend. I mean, for the awards ball, I'm not going to give out those color codes, but I definitely do have their color codes for that weekend. All members that's definitely going to be in the building should be walking the Awards Ball. It's mandatory for the Balenciagas. They're going to be storming Jack's Ball, and they're going to be storming Mariah's Ball. They're going to be back in Chicago for Fred's Ball, and then they're going to be in Chicago for the upcoming Awards Ball, honey. And if you're looking,
they are walking balls.
Yes, and if you and if you're looking to send Harold Balenciaga some money, Miss Dang, my inside source, my mole in the house of Escada, gave me that information. You can send money orders, or you can send it through MoneyGram. You can definitely hit me up at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi, and I will definitely give you the information because my mole has gave it to me. How you
That's
doing?
That's nice. You want to get him some money? That's nice.
Yes,
that is nice.
And Miss Lola just hit me up, and she said, I'm not locked. I'm home in New Jersey. How you doing? What the fuck?
Okay, bitch, work.
Okay, so Miss Lola's not in jail, honey. Baby, do what you have to do, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Nicki Minaj. What picture you got, Miss Nicki Minaj? Ooh.
This is that the Allure is showing me on cam.
Oh, Miss Nicki Minaj, what picture do you have, Miss Nicki?
Miss Nicki, I hope you're not starting your shit today, Miss Nicki.
Miss Nicki, oh, Miss Nicki Minaj says she has a picture, honey. Oh, bitch, honey. Oh, my latter, honey, baby, it's going down. The House of Icon Ball is January 16th, 2010, here in New York City. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I will be there, honey. Oh, Miss Dang, honey. Baby, I will definitely be there. How you doing, bitch? I will definitely be there. Oh, Miss Dang. It's a tease. Twitter. Ah, oh, honey. It's scandals and tease. Oh, my God. I know one Allure in the House of Allure, which got me in a face over. Oh, mistakes. The girl is a mess, mister. It's just too much.
There you go, Cream and Nature. I was looking for you. I didn't even see you.
Miss Wendy Williams said, I got the picture.
I'm coming, Miss Cream and Nature. I was looking for her, Nicki. I'm like, well, where's the girls? And they there.
Mistake is a best mistake. They got pictures surfacing around, Mistake, and the girls are giving ooh no, Mistake. Somebody, ooh, Mistake.
Oh, what the fuck, bitch? Who is this?
You got the picture?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, Mistake, my co-host has the picture.
Oh, my God, what the fuck is this?
I don't have it.
Mistake, you don't have the picture?
No.
Who is she?
Oh, Mistake.
Ooh.
They said, catch to me. Icon Nicole at yahoo.com. I got to see you.
Nicole, you up.
Nicole, you got to catch this picture, girl.
You got the picture, Nicole?
No, wait. Hold on. You just got to wait. Come on, girl. Ooh. Come on, don't care.
Oh. They gave the Ray, Miss Wendy Williams gave the Ray work one Allure.
Ooh. That's who that is.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh.
Is it supposed to move? Wait.
One Allure gave the Ray. Oh. That picture is late. I can show you one better.
It's just one?
It's one picture, honey. This picture has been surfacing around all weekend long, Miss Dang. I think 9 different people sent me this picture this weekend. I was gagging.
But the meat don't look that big.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
No, y'all really got to get into it, because let me explain something to you. There's a big difference between width and length. And there's a difference between width and length together, like all in one. He has a lot of width. That's what that's given. Chat room, where's Miss Nicki Minaj? Let me pull this thing up. That's width.
Miss Nicki Minaj says she should post her motherfucking meter here and shut the room down, honey.
That's
one Allure from the chat room's cock picture. He gave the ray. He wasn't hard in that picture.
Oh.
How you doing?
Who is Hey Nicole? That snack is open. I'm fucking it up too. You can hear me. It's over, darling.
Baby. How you doing?
I want to see a better picture. Somebody in no shade, one allure, but take it all. I want to see no role but nothing. Come on, we went through all. I thought I was going to see something, Kelly. Like,
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. You said you want a better picture.
Yeah, I want to see.
Who's this? Cunty
oh, you
Round.
Got one, you got one, Ms. Whoopi? Wait a minute.
Who's this? Cunty Round. Who's the, bitch. That's cock, but where's the face?
Send it to me.
Oh.
You see
my
that?
My Yahoo is Icon Nicole.
Yes.
Yahoo.com Creaminator.
Oh,
you know,
no. I want to see full pictures. I don't
yes,
just,
we need face shots.
I need
they sending y'all corny pictures.
I need full visual pictures, honey.
Yeah,
I don't
if y'all gonna
today.
Send pictures and expose, we're gonna make them give them something like, ooh, girl, you know, you wanna pass it to people that's not even listening.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm commenting, my dick is big.
Ooh,
I need a full visual, honey. I don't do just half of the body. I need full visual, face, body, and everything all together.
I come to slay, prove it. I came to slay, prove it. Prove it. All that talking I'm not hearing.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We have a caller. Private caller. You're on the air.
Nicole, Cream of Nature needs you now, girl.
But she's not hitting me up. I'm over her. She's carrying.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Private caller. You're on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I missed. Is this, like, the hot topic?
No,
but
you can
make it
a hot
topic.
You can make it hot, baby. What you gonna say?
Okay, well, I missed the show a couple of times, so I don't know if this was covered. The DJ Prodigy, was that covered?
No, we never had DJ Prodigy name up here. Give us the tea, girl.
Well, he's locked.
Oh. What happened?
He's locked.
What he locked for?
Baby, what else?
Oh.
Crafted?
Yes.
Oh, no, where he locked at, Chicago? DJ, $5,000.
I'm still trying to get the rest of the tea.
You should be trying to get the rest of the money. Because Jemmy said $5,000. Where is it at?
No, DJ won that $5,000 2 years ago, honey. But, oh, my
man,
God,
that
that's serious. I got to investigate that. Somebody.
And I got
more. I didn't even know he do stuff like that.
I got more.
Go ahead. Well, spill it, girl.
Well, you know Smiles Milan is now fucking little Rodney Aga.
Ooh. What happened to Tad?
Well, little Rodney saw the clip and she went after it.
Ooh, I like you, darling. Go ahead, baby.
So now Tap is over it.
Tap, let us know. Give us a call. You got some more? Come on.
Well, I have one more, but I'm working on it.
You was about to be the messy Maggie of the evening. Now come, you brought
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll give you one more before I go.
Okay.
So Mother D.D. Chanel pulled a knife out on Kima Milan.
Oh shit! I like. And Kelly, what do you think? Is she the messiest tonight?
Oh yeah, she is definitely.
You gag. We all gag.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all sit on that. I'll be back with more.
Okay.
She came prepared. She
yes,
had her notes written down.
Yeah, it was all point. She didn't go around. She didn't stutter. It was nothing. Now that's what she's supposed to do. She did. She just laid it all out.
Okay, she had that written down, bitch. Ready.
Ooh.
Oh, Mistang. I am gagging, Mistang.
What?
Ooh,
so you getting all this stuff?
Hold on. My TV just went off mute. Hold on. I just got some motherfucking tea, Mistang. Oh, my God. Mother Raquel Balenciaga knocked out Deja Blahnik at the pageant, Mistang, because Miss Deja stole her motherfucking material in Texas.
Oh,
Miss Shep, what the fuck is going on? Miss motherfucking Raquel knocked the girls out. Don't steal Miss Raquel.
Wait. She knocked out De'Asia?
Yes, De'Asia Blahnik, Mistang, for stealing her fabric at the pageant in Houston, Texas.
De'Asia, girl, I am texting you once I get off this radio, bitch, ooh, instantly, girl. I don't, bitch, what the fuck is going on?
I am gagging, Miss Day. Thank Miss Raquel for knocking the girls out. I ain't the only fib queen knocking the girls.
Here I go, here I go, here I go.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let's take some callers. If you're on the phone line and you got some tea and you want to dish it or you want to recap some of the balls that happened this weekend that we don't know about, definitely feel free to definitely press 1. And definitely come up on the line, honey. But if you don't want to spill the tea, if you don't want to spill the tea yourself, oh, she's not a blonic anymore. She must be a 007. But if you don't want to spill the tea yourself, Miss Thing, you can definitely hit us up at www.myspace.com/tensorchops or www.twitter.com/tensorchops, or you can hit me up at legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com, and we will definitely give you the motherfucking EYE and spill your motherfucking tea. You don't want to do it yourself, you don't have to worry, because legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi is definitely here, and I'll spill the tea for you, because I'm unpressed or unbothered by any of these motherfucking girls. How you doing? Yes. It's just a mess. It's just a mess, Miss Thing. I need that Miss De'Asia to call in here, Miss Thing. I want to know, how did it feel to get knocked by Miss Raquel, Miss Thing? Miss Raquel, not, you don't steal a pageant. You're not a girl like Miss Raquel, a pageant queen, Miss Thing. You don't play with her material. You don't play with her chandelier necklace or earring, Miss Thing, or her shoes, or her different hair pieces, Miss Thing. Girl, you know you'll get powwowed. Thank you, ma'am. How you doing? Hold on, we have a caller, 216-647. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. What's up?
What's going on?
Shit, no, I just got something. I got some tea.
Well, spill it, baby, spill it. Mama's here. I'm listening, honey. Drop it like it's hot.
So, yeah, it was Chris Infinity Ball in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
After the ball.
I heard about that ball.
Rodney Malone in the bathroom. Get to the end.
Rodney Malone in the bathroom.
Oh, funny. Having sex in the bathroom, in the men's bathroom.
Oh, Rodney Malone, hold on, before you spill any more tea. Rodney Malone, call in here. You was in Pittsburgh doing the pow, in the bathroom. Rodney, you better call in here, Rodney.
It was so funny. Our balls got big. It was so funny.
I was gagging.
Well, fuck me and call me Pillsbury Doughboy.
Wait, hold on, caller. Was you there when that girl football steal Jack Campbell out of his hand?
Oh.
Oh,
you talking
God.
About the...
This is Messy Monday.
Yes, bitch. Honey.
This Monday is messy.
You know what? We're going to start calling this
Messy Monday.
We're going to call it tea time, bitch. From now on, the girls need to call every Monday and tell us the tea day. Yeah, they need to call in and tell us the tea. See who got the most hottest tea on Mondays, bitch.
Well, they up tonight, because Mondays are quiet.
Naima, ex-blonic, is now a prodigy, Miss Thing. She is now a prodigy.
Prodigy, I love
Rodney, her. Rodney, call in here, Rodney. You was fucking in the bathroom in Pittsburgh. Jack got his camera kicked out his hands, Miss Thing. That fem queen that came out, Miss Thing, they said she was part of the motherfucking Pittsburgh Steelers, Miss Thing, the way she stole Miss Jack Camber up out his hand with that high motherfucking kick she did, bitch. How you doing, bitch? Ooh.
Pittsburgh sounds dangerous.
Baby, they said that
Jack
bitch
said
did a
Pittsburgh
high,
was over.
They said that bitch did a high motherfucking kick, bitch, and kicked Jack Campbell clean out his hand, and it fell on the motherfucking floor, bitch, and split in half, Miss Thing, and went into a dip, Miss Thing. They said when she dropped into the dip, the camera dropped too, Miss Thing.
I wonder what happened to all those pictures.
It was hot.
Bitch. Yes, honey, it is messy Monday, Miss Thing, honey. I got the tea Monday, honey. But is anybody else on the phone line and you got some tea or some dirt?
You still looking for them?
Press 1, honey.
They...
Press 1, honey. I am here, honey. Mother got the news, honey. Baby, I am gagging. Wait, hold on. Hold on, baby. It is a mess, honey. Wait, hold on, somebody. Oh, Miss Thing, hold on, hold on. Because I just got some other dirt. I just got, ooh, it just came through, honey. Hold on, hold on. They gave the very, who that child, Miss Deja, or whatever her name is, they gave the very, this is other news, Miss Thing. They gave, ooh, the very, she just could not keep her hands out of the girl's stuff, Miss Thing. She stole Miss Raquel fabric backstage. What else? They said at the drag show in Atlanta, Raquel caught her and attacked her. Mother picked her up by her neck, slammed her, and set her on top of the motherfucking locker and beat her like a motherfucking puppy chow chow.
Wow.
Miss Raquel beat her so fierce that she ran out of the club half naked without her motherfucking wig on and was running down the street screaming crazy, please help me, please help me, call 911, call 911. Raquel is after me.
Balenciaga.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. They said Dee Dee wants to call in, honey. Oh, hold on. They said Dee Dee wants to call in. Okay, give me Dee Dee number. Give me wait. Give me my sister number.
Ooh.
Yes, they said Miss Dee Dee want to call in about her chasing that child with the motherfucking knife, honey.
Kelly.
Oh, hold on, hold on. I have another caller, honey. 267-243. You on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? What's the E my E?
I wanted to call and let y'all know that the drag queen that wore Miss Medicine out, her name's Shantae Revlon, and she fucked the whole house of LaQuai up.
Oh.
Oh, Shantae Revlon, wore Miss Madison and the House of LaQuai out. Miss Shantae, I need you up here on this line, Miss Shantae. I want to find out the team, Miss Shantae. So if you know Miss Shantae's number or anybody know Miss Shantae, please tell Miss Shantae to hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com because I need Miss Shantae up here. I need to get the full E my E, why she beat Miss Madison. Because Miss Madison really don't bother nobody, honey. Miss Madison is
doing it on her time.
What you say? She was feeling on her time. Well, get Miss Shantae up here. I need Miss Shantae on this line. You know Miss Shantae's number?
Let me get in contact with homegirl.
Yeah, well, get Miss Shantae on the line. We're going to place you on hold. We're going to keep you at the top of the list. And when you get Miss Shantae on your three-way, you press one, and we're going to have Miss Shantae on the line.
All right.
Okay? Miss Ebony, place her back on hold and put a smiley face next to her and keep her on hold, Miss Thing, until she pressed one again, so she gets Miss Shantae up
voice
on this line.
I know who that was.
Well, they gave the very on other news, Miss Thing. Now since Miss Bria left the house, of Evisu, and now she's at Escada, the Evisus will not be at the Escada ball this weekend. They are boycotting the ball.
Yeah.
How you doing? I love it. I love a mess, Sonny. You know, I'm a messy bitch. I pays it, honey. Miss Thing, tell the girl, all these bitches that the girls are sending around with these little motherfucking stubby-ass motherfucking dicks, stop sending these little stubby-ass motherfucking dicks around, baby. Honey, if it's not a full-body visual and it's not sending in a magnum, please stop sending these stubby dicks around. Nobody wants no stubby dick, bitch, please. I don't want to be teased. I want to be pleased. Thank you. Okay, hold on. Somebody just text me. Hold on, honey. Oh. Ooh. Well, on other notes, somebody, they said they heard Miss Raquel step down from the House of Balenciaga for being mother, and Mariah is supposed to be coming out as mother at her ball in Atlanta. What the fuck?
They said that 19 times the lady stepped down.
Oh.
They said it so much, I'm just waiting until something just happened. Hey.
Oh, Miss Thing, somebody hit me up and they gave the very, Shantae is not an Ebony. She's just a horrible drag. Miss Thing, they gave the very, Miss Ironian had a sex party this weekend with three other prestiges. They had a sex party. Oh, Miss Thing, the girls in these parties and everything, the Evisus love to boycott the ball. They boycotted the Ebony ball in Atlanta. Now they're Scott Ball. Kenny, call Kenny, call in. Private caller, you on the air on Gossip Monday. How you doing? Private caller, you on the air? Private caller, are you there?
Goodbye for her.
Yes, hello. Well, to the IM in the chat room. Ms. Harrell is still away in federal custody. He'll be home in the halfway house in June, but he'll actually be out in September. So y'all should see him sometime next year for the awards board. He should be making his appearance for the New York awards board next year sometime. But he'll be in the halfway house in June. Okay, we have another caller.
Hold on, baby, I got you.
Hold on, 607-714. You on the air?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, what's up? This is Eris.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm in Philly with my daddy, Al Vernian.
Oh, yeah, they just said that's who it was. I couldn't pronounce your name. They said you and Al Vernian, they said Eris, Al Vernian, and I think Tweety or something had a sex party this weekend.
First of all, baby, let me help the girls understand this. I didn't have a sex party with nobody. That is my motherfucking father. And for whatever faggot has anything to say about me, trust me, I would be at Atlanta at Clint and Mariah's ball. If they had anything to say about me, I would be there. So step in my motherfucking face. And for my father's right here. We don't have threesomes like that, baby. I don't even have with my own father, first of all, because I have a lover.
But
I don't want my dad. That's my dad.
Put Al Vernian on the phone. Put him on the phone.
What's going on?
Hi, Al Vernian. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
How you doing? It's a pleasure having you up here on the show. I just want to tell you I had a fabulous time in Philadelphia, honey. It was everything, bitch. You had 3 hours. You had 40 categories, and you gave away your cash. How you doing?
How you doing? For one thing, my boyfriend is here, too, and I don't participate in sex parties. The kids are crazy.
Well, for you girls that's telling me up in Philadelphia telling me I've already had a sex party, he did not have a sex party. Stop giving forth to me.
They're probably mad because I didn't invite them over my house. That's probably what it was.
Well, I am a just me up. Ivania said you probably was mad he didn't invite you over to the house. So what you got to say about that, Iama? Hit me back.
Wow.
Talking about me like that.
And Naima is here too, and he don't participate in sex parties.
Oh,
Naima.
Okay.
Al Vernian has said it himself.
Okay, I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. Thank y'all.
Hey, love y'all.
I love you,
Al Vernian.
That's right. That was the legendary Al Vernian Prestige on the phone. How you doing, Adi? Don't forget, Adi, coming up real soon is the Dorian Corey Awards. I'll be there. 404-839, you're on the air on Messy Mondays. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? You got some tea?
You know, bitch.
You got some tea?
Well, let me spill the tea, bitch.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Spill it. Andre Mezawai, he, like, got cut off.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Oh,
what?
Well, is it possible? Is it possible?
Gotta go. Wait. Let me turn my TV up.
Yes, I'm gagging, honey. He's on his house phone, Miss Day. He has to call his phone, Miss Day. His phone's not off. His light's not off.
Andre Mezawai, lights got cut off.
Oh, Miss Day. Well, if they was off, Miss Day, they was only off for about an hour, Miss Day. Honey, they back on, Miss Day. How you doing?
My life wasn't even cut off for an hour, bitch. I'll tell you, if my life was off, I'd be mad. I wouldn't even be on the radio, bitch. My life was off.
Listen, if them lights was off, Andre, you would tell the whole damn world because we just feel like that. This is Messy Mondays, not tell a lie.
And I'm watching Phenomenon, bitch. So eat crack a doodle doos, bitch.
Oh, my God. These girls in AT, honey. 267-549. You on the air on Messy Mondays. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? You got some tea?
I'm partaking in stuff. I just want to recap about the ball in Philly.
Well, tell me about the ball in Philly. Give me some highlights.
It was a cute function. The Khans did good for performance. For the performance category, they won. Congratulations to the House of Khans. You know, the fight. The drag queen, she wasn't a Revlon, because I was there with the Revlons. She wasn't a Revlon at all. She was an unknown butcher queen that works the stroll. Take Madison, which was very uncalled for. And Madison handled it, very white woman. She paid it. But the House of LaQuad didn't pay it. They wore her out. But the shade is that from whatever she was, I don't know what she was. She wouldn't stop. The bitch left back out. She came back in, pulled off her earrings and said, let's go to war. They started fighting again. Tears were thrown. They went outside. She ran and hopped in her cab and peed and left.
Oh, mistake.
Rodney O'Ho. He said 856-206. Rodney O'Ho.
That was a lot. Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in and giving us that recap. Miss Ebony, you better find Miss Rodney Ballon number and get him up here on this line. How you doing, Miss Bay?
856-206. That's the number he's calling from. 856-206.
Get Rodney up here on this line, honey. Baby. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hello.
Rodney, what's going on? The children called in here and said you was fucking in the bathroom in Pittsburgh. What the fuck?
Hold on, Kelly. This Anthony Revlon. Hey, Andre. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly. I called Rodney and let Rodney ask know what the fuck was the tea.
Oh, well, where's he at?
Hey. What's going on? Hello?
Yes, Rodney, they said you was fucking in the bathroom. What the fuck?
I don't know where that comes from. I don't have to fuck in the bathroom. I had my own hotel, and I had a car to take whoever I wanted with me to my hotel. So I don't know who gave that information or where it came from or whatever like that. You know, so, you know, hey, that's false information. I don't fuck in bathrooms.
Oh, God.
They're being liars again then.
Mr. Young Girls coming up here, Miss Thing. Well, it wasn't an IM, it was a caller. A caller calls in and said that, Miss Thing. I'm gagging, honey. Caller, why are you calling in here giving false teas? Father said he had his hotel room if he wanted to fucking suck in the check, honey. What the fuck? Honey.
But Kelly, let me tell you this, because at the end of the ball, I did go to the bathroom, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and then people did come in the bathroom and was like, oh, what are y'all doing? So, like I said, I don't fuck in the bathroom, but only one person came in the bathroom that he said he came in the bathroom and he gagged to see us in there fucking or something like that.
Yes.
It was one person that came in that bathroom, and they said it was a 216 phone number. One person came in that bathroom that has a 216 area code number, and that is Magic Avenue, who walks Pretty Boy Realness. So if that was him came on the line, you remember the number, the actual number that called in, like you said,
Magic.
They give the area code and then they give something else.
That's
like the first three.
That's Joseph Boyd from Magic Ebony.
Hocus pocus.
From Cleveland or wherever, like from the area.
Magic, they got you. They got you.
Yeah, that was the only shit. I don't fuck in the bathrooms. So tell him if that was him, then yeah. I don't fuck in the bathroom. So when you call in, don't give fake bullshit. Not on me.
Oh, Magic, they got you. How you doing, Magic?
Yeah, 216. Yeah, 647. If that was a number. Yeah, that was that Magic number. Yeah. How about that?
Is that number still up there, Miss Ebony? Bring Magic back on the line. Let's get this motherfucking shit popping, honey. Get Miss Magic up here on the line, Miss Ebony, honey. Ooh, Magic, are you still on that phone line listening, honey?
Wait, hold on. Magic,
you're back. 216-647, you on the air. Hello? Magic, are you back?
Do you hear?
Hello, Magic, are you there? Oh, well, I guess Magic number is there, but I guess Magic doesn't want to talk.
Right, I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure he don't.
Switchboard just hit me up and said they hung up. So I guess
yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did, yeah. But I'm still on this line. Yeah, I'm still on this line. I don't have to fuck in the bathroom. I have money. I can get my own hotel, and I had a car. Take whoever I want to take with me back to my hotel room. Thank you.
I just love it how Rodney just came up here and Rodney wasn't even listening to the show, but he knew the number that called and the person that came in the bathroom, and now Magic is going off the phone line, honey.
When I tell you, I have to be to work in the morning. I have to be to work in the morning, but my phone went off. I mean, the IM and the phone was ringing, and everybody was calling me. So I woke up like, he's like, Rodney, they were saying that you was fucking in the bathroom in Pittsburgh and all this stuff. So I said, oh, okay, well, pick me in some kind of way or do something so I can, you know, hey, I'm up now.
Oh, I'm gagging, honey. But if Magic definitely call back and Rodney, we will definitely get you back on the line, honey.
Okay, I'm going to try. I think I'll stay up for about another 30, 40 minutes to see if he calls back. If he got balls to tell a lie, he should have balls to man up and be on the phone to talk to me.
Word, honey. Thank you, Father, for calling in. I just live for how Father wasn't listening to the show, honey. But Father knows exactly the number and the person that was calling in. How you doing? We got a number 216 number. 216-527. You're on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing? 216-527. You're on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing? Cool. Oh, my God. Now the 216 numbers don't want to talk. They all nervous now. What the fuck?
Private caller,
you're on the air on Messy Monday. What the fuck is on your mind on Messy Monday? You got some tea, private caller?
Just listening.
Oh, thank you for just listening, private caller. It's definitely a messy Monday, and I am gagging. The girls are spilling tea, Miss Day, and the girls are coming up here, and they're giving forced teas, Miss Day. And then when the people come up here and they come to confront them, Miss Day, they don't want to talk. What the fuck is going on? If you can dish it out, Miss Day, you should be able to take it, bitch, because I dish it all the time, bitch. 404-839, you're back on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing? 404-839, you're on the air. Oh, my God. No caller? You don't want to talk? 404-839? Wow. Okay, I guess not. Hold on. 404-668. You on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing, caller? It's Messy Monday. What you got to say?
I'm going. What's up? This is Naima.
What's going on, girl? They said that you no longer are blonding now, that you are a prodigy.
No, I'm still a 007. I'm not in the house.
Oh, you're still a 007.
Hey, Naima.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Okay,
why you ain't called me yet? Oh, actually, I had tried to get your number today because I was going to call you today. So, actually, I'll call you after we get off the show.
All right, cool. Well, she is still a 007. She is not a prodigy. Girls, stop spilling tea, Mistake. I just live how the girls just come up here and they spill tea on the girls, and the girls call in, Mistake. It's everything I get in my life. Miss Ebony, do we have any more callers, Miss Ebony? It is definitely Messy Monday, honey, and it's been a mess already, Mistake. 404-839, you're on the air. What's the tea?
Hello?
What's the tea?
So what's the tea about these pains these days?
That these what?
About these pains.
What pains?
About these pains, the house of pain. What's the tea about the house of pain?
Oh, I don't know nothing about the house of pain. You know, so tea, you spill it.
Oh, well, I know the house of pain will whoop your ass.
Yeah, I got some pain for you. But, you know, I'm not going to even get my blood pressure and stuff rolled up with you. We'll see you later, you motherfucking no crickety ricket. How you doing? Next caller, please. I don't even have time to read with the girls and argue and get my blood pressure and cholesterol and all shit going up. We just gonna flash you, no crickety rickets. How you doing? Next caller, please.
With me.
All right. Yes, honey. I ain't got time to be reading and carrying on with these girls. They want me to carry on and read and look like a bouffante and things. Miss Thing, we just gonna flash you bricks. That's what we're gonna do. Yes.
Oh, now they gotta pick the Bisa in the chat room.
Oh, my God. The girls, what the fuck, Miss Thing? Y'all girls is putting up these pictures of these children, Miss Thing. I'm gagging. Let me see what picture y'all got up.
They are very energized on this Monday.
Oh, my lanta. You know, I was down last week. You know, I was down for the count last week, so you know we missed last Tuesday, honey.
This
you know,
is a stupid bitch.
They had me
down
miss,
for the count.
I was down for the count, Miss Thing. I was down. Let me tell you something. The girls was going to gag last weekend, honey. I had the new intro song coming on, honey. I had the I'm locked up, they won't let me out intro coming
yes,
on, honey.
Yes.
They called me. We was getting ready, honey. We was getting ready. My daughter was in here, and she was going to man's like motherfucking computers at 10:30, honey. We was on the phone lines, and I was on three-way, and I was going to call into the show and everything, bitch. It was going to be hot, bitch. I was going to be live for 100 Center Street in the motherfucking bookings last weekend.
Ain't a lie.
But they called me at 10:30, and they said, whatever my name was, it's time for court. and they let me go. About a quarter to 12, I mean about a quarter to 12, they let me go. And I came home and did the show from home. But I was definitely going to do the motherfucking show for the book. The girls was going to gag. I was going to be live with the train in the background and the stink foot stink tranny that was sleeping on the floor was going to be live on the show last week, bitch. I was going to.
My song was going to be, I was locked up. They won't let me
Andre, the girl said you are alive tonight.
Who,
me?
Yes, they said you are alive, bitch. They said you're back.
Oh, yeah, I was back for a season. I'm going to start being back for a minute.
Yeah, you
back like,
but let me tell you something, you motherfucker, because Jerusalem kick bricks. You got him on You get all your own phrases and everything.
Baby,
well, do you think a ninja would call in? Because I would like for someone to call in and address what did they felt about what Andre said. I mean, that just needs to be addressed. It's very, very important.
What ninja gonna call in, girl?
Oh, do you dare? Do you fight?
Bitch, I definitely do want to have a sit down with Hector about this. I want to know how do Hector feel about that situation and the ninjas backstabbing him in the back like that. I'm really appalled by this situation. I'm really am.
And Hector is gagging because Hector is the one that called me and gave me 80% of the tea.
Oh, I'm really gagging at this. Everybody has all their potential. And whoever that is in the chat room that's asking about my child is sleeping right now. Please stop asking about my child.
What child are they asking about? I want to know.
My son Kobe from LA. If you have his phone number or you have his IM or his Twitter, hit him up on there, please. Do not ask me about my children on the show. I am working right now. How you doing?
Oh, please don't feel bad. Whoever in that chat room, y'all send me this Kobe picture so I'll see what she's giving, because she's giving a lot with her mouth.
If they send you a picture of my son, bitch, you're gonna be calling across the hall, telling sister.
Oh, you never seen Kobe, Nicole?
No, wait, hold on, Andre. If they send you a picture of my son, you're going to be calling across the hall, tell his sister to come over and watch your daughter, and you're going to be in a cab on your way over here.
I'll be driving. Don't be no fool. I'll be driving, and I know how to get shortcuts to your house, darling.
Hold on. We have another caller, 267-549. You on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm dead.
What's going on? You got some tea?
No, I got to read.
Read, bitch, read.
Nicole, having a ninja call in here is like X and Mary Poppins to fly through in reality.
Oh, shit.
Well, I think you're making it hot. Maybe that would be cute because the reason why, all right, okay.
We got some more tea since y'all said I'm on a roll. Call him back in 856-206. That's Rodney. Call him right back. He's ready.
All right. Get it started. Get this mom. Get this shit.
Rodney,
you're back.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Anthony was giving me a recap of everything that was said when I missed. But Andre, you were saying that some houses, like Mugler, Milan, a couple more houses, were saying that was telling people. Like, if they were interested in houses, don't go to that house because it's late or anything like that. So if you heard any particular Milan that have been saying that, could you please let me know?
Yeah, basically, for the last, like, 4 to 5, I would say 8 months, I've been hearing, like, Tat Milan and his whole little crowd be reading me and the whole house of Mizrahi for whatever reason when they want to steal kids like London, Japan, or some other kids. I could deal with the stealing of the kids. What I can't deal with, Rodney, I don't even know if this is true, but when you hear it for so long, you start believing some of it could be true because it's the same shit keep coming in and out for the same exact people or that crowd, I don't care if you want any of my kids because I might want some of y'all kids because kids is going to be fab wherever they at. But I would never read Milan or any other house because we all in this for fun and this is a game. And if you get a kid, I can't blame you because the kid was vulnerable and went. It's both it's really more of your kid. You're supposed to school them to stay. So you can't blame any kid for leaving your house. But what I do blame, if the Milans are reading with the Mugliers and the Balenciagas, they need to stop it. We're all adults calling this for fun, and they need to stop it. But that's what I heard. I heard Tap verbally, but then I heard it was other people around him. But I keep hearing Tap's name.
Oh, okay. Well, on behalf of the House of Milan, I apologize to you if any of the kids or anybody in the house, period, was trying to downplay Mizrahi or downplay anything on that nature. But since we have on that subject, and we're going to keep it 100,
mm-hmm.
Kelly, you ready, Kelly?
I'm here. I know that's right.
Okay. I was told a while back, but I haven't said anything. And, you know what I'm saying, I always still try to be cordial and keep, because me and you, we went through our stuff, and we're cool now, and, you know what I'm saying, everything like that. But it was told to me that, Andre, not saying that reciprocating for that, because that's totally something different. But this is grown people, me and Kelly, grown people stuff.
Yeah.
When Cody had joined the House of Milan, you know, pretty much on this, Cody,
yeah.
That you told him that he's going to gag that he didn't join Mizrahi and join Milan. Now, I wonder, is there any truth to that, and why would you tell him something like that? And we were just on that subject of that. That's why it just jumped back in my head.
I never told him that, like, that it was something serious, like, in that nature of the situation. I was just playing with him with the situation.
Oh, okay, because that's how he brought it to me.
Oh, no, it was a joke. And that's how he brought it to you.
Yes, ma'am, that is.
Oh, wow. Don't worry, I'll take care of that.
She tried to turn it.
I used to do it. Okay, yes. I'll take care of that. Like I told him, he didn't know where he wanted to go when they kicked him out of the House of Balenciaga because they wanted him to walk schoolboy and not pretty boy. He didn't know where he wanted to go. He wanted to be Mizrahi. He wanted to be Milan. And I told him that you're going to gag when you go to the House of Milan because that's not going to be the fit for you because you're always with the Mizrahis. And then eventually, 2 weeks later, he left and he became a Mizrahi.
Right.
And that was the whole tea about that whole situation. But I'll take care of him on that.
I don't think that the whole thing about, all right, the reading exclusively, like reading down and maybe getting personal about it, I mean, I think that's a bit extreme. But the competition calls for that. So if you sitting here, Rodney, me and you have been friends for a long time. If your house is going off and my house is going off, we are going off. Now, we know that it's not that serious. You may have your opinion. I'm going to have mine. And we
are
going off, and it's not going to go to where we, as how we know each other, we're fighting, but that's the thing.
Now, think about it. What you just said, you said you and Rodney knew each other for years, but if you don't even know these people and you read in the house, then that's personal. You get me?
The problem is the younger generation. The younger generation is more extreme than the older generation being more, what's the word I'm trying to use, co-op when trying to get members. You can do things tactfully and not deceitfully and just downright nasty.
Individually, like, for example, when Kelly said, if you go to the House of Milan and you don't get out, you're going to gag, blah, blah, blah. Now, Kelly didn't individually read anybody in the House of Milan.
Oh, no, right, exactly.
I'm in the House of Milan, meaning that her statement can clearly be taken as that what I just said, you know, it's comp. You know, that's the House of Milan, the stuff is, you may want him, yeah, she may want him, and you're going to go, oh, you're going to go over there, but it should never go individually, individually reading someone in debt for, you know, being in the house or this person and that. It shouldn't go like that. But it will be times, and this is something that we will never be able to change, that's where the comp come from. That's like when we sit in there, Andre, you and somebody are girlfriends or you know someone and y'all are both in two separate, on two different sides of the fence. And y'all are going off. People may misinterpret that the way y'all going off. No, you're going off for your house and you don't see nobody else but your house. So it's not that it's like I'm putting this house down to get in this one, or I'm putting this one. No, that's the whole fun thing about it. Oh, you want to be over there? That's the whole shade. That's what we have always been.
Right, but that's that competitive shade that we go through.
Who's kicking everybody out of the real world, who never ever goes to the ball, and just downgrades everyone.
anyone, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, that is just very defamational character to the ballroom itself.
Oh, my God, I'm gagging. Wait, hold on, I'm gagging. Miss Thing, these girls, Lola, work for Lola, for Balenciaga, for entering the chat room. Miss Thing, these girls is in here, and they do not believe it's Miss Lola in the chat room. They are grilling her. They is grilling her. They want her last four digits of her phone number. They want to know the last place the girl seen her at, Miss Thing, and everything. I'm gagging at y'all.
So they think she's not for real.
Well, hold on. I'll let y'all know if it's really Lola, because I was just talking to Lola on Yahoo Messenger. Lola, hit me up on Yahoo Messenger and let me know if you're logged into the chat room, Lola. I'll let y'all know if it's really Lola, honey. How you doing? But, you know, like I tell these kids all the time, bitch, you could be in one house for many years, and you could take and leave and go to another house. And I was just telling one of my kids this. I have been a Mizrahi for the last 13 years. I can take and leave from the house of Mizrahi and go to the house of Milan, the house of Khan, or anything. And I could be in that house. But my heart is really in the house of Mizrahi. Whatever name I carry, my heart is definitely going to always be Mizrahi. And, yes, that is definitely Lola in the chat room. She has hit me up. How you doing, Lola? Welcome to the chat room.
Hello.
Well, I don't think anybody should be in the house of Milan with their heart being in the house of Mizrahi. I think that's where the problem comes from. Because if my heart is with Icon, that's where I'm going to stay until my heart
How
goes
you
somewhere else. Because if my
How
heart is over there with Mizrahi and I'm with them, I'm about to cause a bunch of chaos because I'm being pulled over there because that's
Anthony.
Love.
Yeah.
I'm being pulled
I guess they put me back on home.
Family I love.
Yes,
and
I was. I'm on it now, huh?
You can't be. You can't. Your heart. You
I bet Cody gagged that I said
that.
I
know he did.
Cause like, oh, I feel so bad about that.
That situation sounds fishy.
What situation? Y'all having your whole conversation on the air? What situation?
No, we just talking about the different situation with the houses and all that stuff. How crazy it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have competition on the floor because like. Kelly, Nicole, Andre, I've been knowing all y'all. You know, we've been knowing each other for over 12, 13 years. So it's always been just friendly competition, no bullshit.
Yes, and when I'm there and you say it's something, I don't see it. No, I don't see it.
Right,
you don't
exactly.
See it. Oh, well, Miss Thing. That's what it is, and it has always been that. I don't believe that somebody should be individually reading a house mother or a house father and coming and ditching out dirt in order to win a battle. Because anytime you got to go that far, then, like Andre said, I have to now question, like, are you okay? Is there a problem? Did something
right.
happen?
What do you think about this? The ninjas stabbing the ballroom children in the back, not to get into the industry.
Yeah, I didn't hear the total part. He was just telling me that. Yeah, they was
right,
telling
Andre,
everybody
tell
don't
him,
choose.
Tell him Andre real fast. You gotta let Andre tell him Andre. Hurry up, tell him.
Basically, the bottom line is the ninjas. Every time that the industry want somebody to Vogue or someone to do runway or something in the ballroom. They be asking for a lot of different houses, numbers, anywhere from all out of higher, like five different houses. And then ninjas would come up and say, well, no, you don't need them. You could just take us because we're the best thing in the ballroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
The division
and then,
is still
and then,
division, and it's just getting worse. It's supposed to be getting better, but... Because we're all in a subculture.
That's exactly what that led me to see right now, that all this talking and all the betterness. When Andre said that, I took it like, that lets me know that it's just getting worse now. Now, because that
yeah.
could have been something that easily that Benny or whoever the Ninja Child is could have gotten up with the higher, you know, people who are icons. And it could have been really something shared amongst the whole thing. And everybody would have been able to shine. But like
Correct.
A bowl of fucking crabs, we got to sit in there. And when one make it to the top, you know, you put the thing in there because you're trying to pick that crab, the other one start grabbing his arm and pulling his arm back down. That's tired. That's
right.
Tired.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
It lets me know
that's sad, actually.
Get, again, here we go. That's what I can say.
Good.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We should all be able to eat off that watermelon together.
Yeah,
right.
Watermelons are big. Well, not you, Miss Thing, because you're going to eat half of it. I'm not sharing it with you at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I went to the ball. Actually, I was everywhere this week. I went to Philly on Friday. I went to the ball, and I went to Pittsburgh on Saturday for that ball.
I went to ball in Pittsburgh.
The ball in Pittsburgh was actually nice. I enjoyed myself. You know, it's It was a regular, you know, regular night. I walked Best Dressed Spectator. Congratulations to Ron Ivisu. He beat me for Best Dress. And then I judged the second half. It was nice. The St. Clair's won the performance, the dramatic side and the soft side. It was definitely a lot of them. A lot of houses, Crayolas, Visus, St. Clair's, Ebony's, they was all battling. It was nice competition. It was a fight, of course. They dealt with the situation. The guy kept coming back in, but I guess he's, you know, one of Pittsburgh's people, so he let him come back in or whatever, but he was dealt with in the, I think, the right way at the end. He got what was, you know, saying, that was due.
Well, no, that's right.
Yeah, that was definitely due. And they continued on with the ball, and that was nice that they had the whole, I was finished up with the ball. And I was turned away, and then when I turned back, I saw Jack Cameron in the air. But I could see her kick it. But, yeah, she definitely destroyed it.
Baby, they said that bitch was the, they said she was the motherfucking Pittsburgh.
Hocus Pocus. Is he in line? I will hope he's focused on line.
Oh, yes.
And I had a good time in Philly, too, as well.
I forgot. Congratulations to me for winning Femme Queen Realness at the Lesbian Ball this weekend. How you doing?
You didn't forget, girl. I heard about it live and in Living Color, darling.
How you doing?
You would be walking in a room full of dykes, darling.
Yes. You know, I have to let them get into me. I had about to have booze, honey.
Well, I heard, Andre, that this place that you're having the awards for is beautiful.
Yeah.
I heard it is amazing.
Over too.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, put me back on hold.
Okay.
Are you waiting for magic? I think magic has used his magic and disappeared.
Oh shit! Switchboard, can you piss Ebony? Can you put Roddy back on hold? Do we have any other callers here on Messy Monday? It has been a mess, Miss Thing. The girls. Oh, I'm gagging.
What happened to the child that spilled the 3T? Is she supposed to go get back more? What happened?
I don't know, honey. Because
she's the one that started it up.
Oh, I don't know. You have to hit father up and ask him, honey, bitch. Honey, please. I don't know. Honey, bitch. But I'll be here in New York. How you doing? Bitch. I'll be in New York January 16th for the Icon Ball. I'll be there. Hold on, we have another caller. 814-431. You on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Kelly? I got some tea.
What's still it?
Well, I was in Pittsburgh, and no shade. Roxy Ivisu.
Mother Ivisu.
Yeah, no shade. Her breath smell like ass.
Ooh. Did you give her a piece of gum?
I offered it to her, but she didn't take it. I thought she felt like I was being cute or caught the tea when I did offer her a piece of gum.
Oh, but you did offer it.
I did. I really did. And
okay. All right. Now you can say what you said. You offered her a piece of gum. You told it. She had breath stink.
But it definitely smelled like ass.
Okay. Right. Well, you told it.
Any other tea? I am gagging, Miss Thing. The girl is coming in here. Hold on. 404-839. You're back on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
404-839. You're back on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not. Yes, January 16th is the Icon Ball and my daughter Ayana Milan's birthday. How you doing, honey? Yes. That 404 caller is not coming on, honey. I don't know what's going on. So next caller, honey. Yes, I want to give a big shout-out. 678-201, you on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing? 678-201, you on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing? Okay, I guess not. Bitch, yes, I want to give a big shout-out. I want to give a big shout-out to all my Capricorns, honey. I want to give a big shout-out to all my Capricorns and to all you girls out there, honey. If you definitely want to get a commercial and you definitely want to come up here the Wednesday before your function, you can definitely hit up tansorchops@yahoo.com, and we will definitely make you a commercial. We will pitch you a banner on our MySpace page. We will send out links on our Twitter page. And we
yo,
definitely and we'll definitely promote your ball if you definitely want to get your ball promoted, honey. All you have to do is hit up tansorchops@yahoo.com, honey. Or if you know my sister, my sister, the legendary overall mother of the house of Ms. Rahi, Ms. Jasmine Couture, you can definitely hit her up, honey, and you can work out a payment thing and get your ball promoted here. We will definitely promote your ball Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 11 to 1 a.m., and it will be promoted on our Twitter page and on our MySpace page. How you doing? Yes, we have paid advertisement now, honey. How you doing?
Did Knowles and Trishe, did they find luck?
I don't know. I have to find out. Trishe, hit me up and let me know if you and Knowles
yes,
found love.
Yes, tell me. Tell Auntie something. Yeah. You found love?
862-234. You on the air on Messy Monday. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I have a question for Nicole.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nicole, are y'all having y'all ball the same weekend as the Atlanta Awards ball?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what day is your ball on?
January 16th.
That's a Saturday?
Is it a Saturday? I believe so, yes.
All right, thanks. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Yes, it's definitely on that Saturday. It's definitely on that Saturday. I'll be there.
Bitch.
I'll be in the building, honey. Okay, next caller, please. Bitch, tonight has been a full motherfucking dose, Miss Thang. The girls have came through, Miss Thang.
Well, could the girl who started it come back and just end it right? Because that's the real tea.
Bitch, honey, it would be fab. It would be fab, but I know it's Monday night, and I know Mother's at the club, and she's making her change. It'd have been fab for Mother Raquel to come up here and tell me how she beat that child, Miss Thang.
We would give you an extra hour if you knew you was coming.
Miss Thang?
You would just have to call, because the lady who runs it is back home.
Yes, honey.
We can get an approval.
Baby, we're not doing no. I gotta get up in the morning. I got moves to make, honey. I got moves to make. I gotta shake and break this motherfucking town down, honey.
Where you shaking at?
It's on Saturday. What's on Sunday? Somebody hit me up on Saturday. It's on Saturday. The Atlanta Ball is on Sunday. The Icon Ball is on Saturday, and the Atlanta Ball is on Sunday. Okay, baby, yes. So make sure you come out and you definitely support the house of ICON, honey, because I will definitely be there supporting, honey.
This is fine, Miss Lola.
Oh, who's trying to call her? Wait, let me get back in this room.
They said some shit about her teeth, bitch.
Listen, y'all gonna leave Miss Lola alone in that chat room, Miss Thang.
Who is it? Let me find out who it is. I bet you it's one of the old members. Let me get
you
in.
You know it. Yes, it is.
Who is it?
They're really
me.
Trying her, for no reason.
Well, who
Miss
the one is it?
Miss Cream of Nature.
Cream of Nature. You better keep it cute, Miss Cream of Nature, but we block you for the rest of the week, Miss Cream of Nature, honey.
Cream of Nature, stop yourself. Lola is new to the room. See, you can't be doing that.
Honey, calm your pussy down, Miss Cream of Nature. You're hot in the ass. I can't take no phone calls right now, and I'm on the show. How you doing? No.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Ten, honey.
What?
Ooh. Baby, I can't. Honey, I'm on the show right now. And I can't talk right now. Are you sure? Oh, my God. Honey.
It's a mess.
Baby.
Nicki Minaj, stop that. That's not nice. Y'all stop.
Oh, yes, honey. Bitch, y'all should come on, honey. Come on the line, honey, and let's battle it out. Honey. That's a guilty mistake. Stop sitting behind a screen name. If you're a bad bitch, pick up the phone and press 1, honey, and let's battle it out.
Let's battle it out.
Let's battle it out on the line, honey. You know who Miss Lola is. Everybody know who Miss Lola is. And we don't know who Miss Nicki Minaj, Miss Cream of Nature is. So, Cream of Nature, you press 1 and you come up on the phone line, and let's battle it out. 757-407, you on the Ill Messy Monday. Let's get messy.
Yeah.
Bitch, Ayana's in the chat room.
Work. My daughter's in the chat room. Work, daughter. My daughter is now in the chat room. 757-407, you're on the air. How you doing?
How you doing? I just want to know, I got a question for Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why the hell do you have on one titty?
Why the hell do I have on what?
One titty.
I don't know. Oh. When you see me with one titty?
Yeah.
And you have two?
Yeah.
So why don't you stay looking at your two and leave my one alone? How about that?
Oh, my gosh. The girl is a fucking mess.
Y'all got the right one. Y'all come on, darling. This brick.
Oh, Miss A. Miss Cream of Nature is common, Miss A.
And I'm gagging at you, Cream of Nature. You is a bully. You won't even identify yourself, and you are going off.
I'm gagging at Miss Cream of Nature. It's really coming from Miss Lola like that, Miss A. Miss Cream of Nature, pick up the phone. If you're a bad bitch, Miss A, you'll pick up the phone, honey. Ooh, wait, hold on. Oh, yes, I gotta give a big shout out. I gotta give a big shout out to the icon, father himself, James Caan. How you doing, James? Miss Cream of Nature, pick up the phone, Miss Day, and let's battle it out like a real motherfucking woman, Miss Day. You know who Miss Lola is. She's not hiding behind a screen name, Miss Day. She's giving you her real name. Pick up the phone and let's battle it out, honey. Because I know Miss Lola reads down Miss Cream of Nature. I think she'll read you into her balls. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Mm-hmm. It's going to get some fear up in here, the atmosphere, honey. Yes. Bitch, I enjoy tonight, Mistake. I am having so much fun, Mistake. I guess Miss Cream of Nature is mad, Mistake, because Miss Lola looks better than her. That's what it is, Mistake. I think that's what's the team. Miss Cream of Nature is just jealous of Miss Lola because Miss Lola looks better than her, Mistake. And whether it's blonde hair, black hair, green hair, purple hair, Mistake, Miss Lola be sitting, you can't take her, Miss Cream of Nature. Oh, Mistake. And then you the Cream of Nature, Mistake, and Miss Lola is sitting, Miss Thing, like a Revlon product, Miss Thing, and you sitting there, Cream of Nature. Cream of Nature, honey, that's old product. That's back in the day from when my grandmother used to perm her hair. How you doing?
Oh, shit, Cream of Nature.
Yes, how you doing? Bitch, I want somebody to come up here and make it motherfucking hot, honey. I want somebody to take us. We got exactly 7 minutes left into the show, Miss Thing. I want somebody to come up here and take us out with a motherfucking bang, with some nasty, hot, dirty, motherfucking, raunchy motherfucking tea, Miss Thing. That's what I need, honey. So if you that bitch and you think you got some nasty, dirty, raunchy motherfucking tea, bitch, that's going to take us out with a bang, bitch, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and come up on the line, bitch, and take us out with a motherfucking bang, bitch, to make me, Andre, and Nicole, and Miss Whoopi say, bitch, click, Miss Thing. It's no
okay.
Fans or nothing, bitch. We just going to all take a break, and the show is going to be over without anybody saying goodnight. If you
it got to be that hot.
If
it got to be so hot that you just feel it. We all will hang up and talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
If you think you can do that, bitch, call it. Press one, honey.
Anybody.
Bitch.
You can describe your voice, call private, but we have to hear you clear, and it has to be no noise. Make us go to bed.
Yes, honey. I want somebody to take us out with a bang, honey. What the fuck is his name? Oh, I forgot. It's on the fuck. I didn't see all this. I forgot the Mugler child name. And it's on the tip of my tongue. I definitely got to give him a big shout-out and congratulations. His name is on the tip of my fucking tongue, but I can't remember it, bitch. I sit here and watch all this motherfucking VH1, honey, and he's on this new model show that's coming on. I forgot his name. He's one of the face kids, and he's on this new reality model show that's coming on. I definitely got to give him a big shout-out. Zarek, yes, Zarek. Zarek Mugler, I definitely got to give you a big, big shout-out to Miss Thing for definitely
taking
your
baby. I
definitely
love him.
definitely taking your face to the next level and on that new reality model show that's definitely coming out. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, congratulations, yes. Eric. I love you.
Yes. And I definitely got to give another big shout-out, honey, to Mother Mizrahi from Florida, Miss Thing. She's going to be on RuPaul Drag Race coming in February on, I think, VH1 or whatever channel, on Logo. How you doing, Mother? Work. Yes. Hold on. We have another caller. Oh, is that another caller switchboard? Honey? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Nobody has the nerve to do it.
No, nobody has the nerve to do it, Miss Thing. Nobody can take us out with a bang.
You would
have
a lot of nerves to be able to do that because that's a
fuck
real
you too. Who is that in the background? Can you hear me? Who that in the background? How you doing? Yes, buddy. Who that in the background? He is tasty, honey. He is a bite of an apple, honey. You know, mother single, sexy and free. I'm on webcam. Oh, hold on. We got a caller. 347-426. You on the recap show. How you doing?
Hi, callers. How are you?
What's going on?
Hi, this is Mrs. Maija from Miami, Florida.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to piggyback on the House of Ninja. I wouldn't be surprised by them being backstabbers. And to let it be known, Benny is not a runway coach. He's a pose coach. And how the fuck did he get that gig to teach the girls runway when all he does is pose?
Okay.
What do you guys think about that? There's plenty of people that can do runway, but how did he get that gig? So I wouldn't be surprised.
Take the naughty karate.
He do not runway. Catch.
Now, Poe.
Okay, thank you for definitely calling. I'm sorry, they said Zarek is a Milan. Sorry, Zarek. He's a Milan. They said he's a Milan. Okay. Well, okay.
All
right. Mistake, stop selling your face in the camera, Mistake. I'm on webcam with this queen, Mistake, and she's selling her face in the camera, Mistake. Yeah. Stop selling your face in the camera, bitch. If you got face, bitch, you ain't got to sell it, bitch. The girls are already buying, bitch. How you doing?
Jay.
Mistake.
Yeah.
You over there with a whole bunch of girls, Mistake. It's roll call over there in the room, Mistake. Turn that camera around. Let me see who those dogs and kitties is on the other side, Mistake. It's a lot. How you doing over there with the do-rag? How you doing back there with that hat on in the back? Who else over there? How y'all doing?
Who you are on this damn webcam?
Yes. Board. How you doing over there with the cell phone in your ear? You listening to me on the show? How you doing? Yes. Who else over there in that room? Oh, Miss Baby over there laying down in the bed. How you doing, girl? Hold on, we have another caller, 216-647. You on the ER, Messy Monday. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Billy?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, Rodney, he's still on the air.
Oh, you want a piece of Rodney? Hold on. Can you please tell me, is Rodney still on the phone line? Get me Rodney. Rodney, you're back.
Now, this definitely did happen. These things did happen.
Hello.
Go ahead, Rodney.
Hold on. Let me conference call Rodney right now. Hold on.
Got like 3 minutes. Y'all got to eat this so we don't have to take a pop in.
Hold on. Sweet, Miss Stephanie, you got to give us another 15 minutes or something. We got to get this tea, honey. We can't wait until tomorrow for this. I mean, the dating game is tomorrow. Oh, honey,
well,
hold on.
They just
got to
eat and read real fast, bitch.
Y'all better eat it up real quick. Well, go ahead and start spilling your tea while they get Rodney on the phone.
Yeah, no, this definitely did go down in the Pittsburgh bathroom. They
you seen it? You seen it?
In. I definitely did see this.
Oh, no. What did you see?
Now, to say it on this is, I ain't even throwing in the other name. But Rodney definitely did do these things.
What was he doing?
He definitely was getting it in the bathroom. Getting
what
loose.
Did he
definitely.
Do?
Was he the top or was
Hello,
he the bottom?
Rodney on the phone. Hello.
Rodney.
Hello. Yes.
Hello? Rodney, they got a caller that called back in. Go ahead, Rodney's right there.
Yes.
Rodney, Mr. Rodney.
Who is this?
Yeah. You wasn't getting it in the bathroom?
Nah, not at all. What was I
not
doing?
Not at all.
If you saw, what was I doing in the bathroom?
You wasn't getting loose
if
in the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom doing something. What was I doing since you said you saw me in the bathroom
doing something?
You
was freaking. You was kissing. You was feeling. You was
what
all
close. What the fuck you doing watching any old fucking way?
I know. I was just walking in the bathroom. You know, it was afterwards.
Yo,
I had to make sure.
Your ass was staring. You wanted some?
No, I ain't want none. I was just walking in the bathroom. No, I definitely didn't want none. I was just walking in the bathroom myself.
Well, on that note, honey, I got to let y'all go, honey. But if you want to feel free to have Magic call back in tomorrow before I start the dating game tomorrow, we can have him call in. But, Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone.
Whoopi, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Okay, I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York. Don't forget to go to my top friends list or go to www.backslash/MySpace and Twitter and definitely become a part of our friends list and our family on there. Andre, take it away. Wrap it up and take the six back. Andre, take it away.
All right, well, thank y'all for calling in, and I apologize if we hurt anybody's feelings, but that's the radio. We'll definitely see y'all tomorrow. Love everybody, and take it easy. Bye-bye.